Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Guys, I'm joined by my co-host, Dave Shoemate, talking all things Alabama, North Carolina. You've probably seen both of us talking March Madness. Dave, you've been doing a fantastic job. Appreciate you taking the time. Fingers crossed, we have a more successful SEC week in a March Madness than we did last week. And my man, what's going on? How are you?
Good, brother. Appreciate you. I appreciate us being able to do this game. We thought for a minute maybe the SEC wouldn't get anybody this week. I was confident Tennessee would get there, as ugly as their Texas win was. Alabama, I think some people had them losing. I personally had them in the Sweet 16. I had them lose. I had Michigan State playing Alabama in this game and Bama advancing. But, I think it'll be a fun matchup. I think this Alabama-North Carolina game specifically could be one of the more what's the best way to explain it? Probably the pleasing to the eye. Maybe if it's a good flow back and forth, both these teams would like to play up-tempo, get up a lot of shots. As ugly at times as that Alabama Grand Canyon game was, like some of that was officiating, but this could be one of the better flowing, quicker games. Granted, it starts the latest, so maybe that would be good for some of the people in the East Coast. But again, Alabama's matchup, you don't feel great rolling into it, especially if Latrell Wright still can't go. I saw Nate Oates said today, he's still day to day. I mean, I don't think he's practiced much since the SEC tournament with his concussion issue, so they've kind of been holding him out. But he wasn't out there for the open practice. But again, I think Alabama practiced 2 more hours after that, so he's day to day. Gave that. Alabama obviously isn't the favorite. North Carolina the most bet on team here. I saw, but the line came out a little bit at 3.5. I thought that was a little low. What do you think, Chris? I thought the line would be a little bit closer, like 6.5 opening. I think it's up to 4.5 now, but saw it open at 3.5. Surprised me a little bit with that one.
Yeah, you talk about it, Dave, again, the gambling side of things. And I won some money on Alabama. I think they had a late run against Grand Canyon to cover the spread, which I was very, very happy about. But anyways, you look at this, again, a 9:39 p.m. Eastern tip-off on Thursday night. You mentioned the gambling side of things. By the way, guys, this game happening at Crypto.com Arena in L.A. on CBS is where you can watch the game. To your point, Dave, Bama opens up as a 3.5-point underdog. That spread is now 4.5 based on the book that I'm looking at. Over-under opened at 172.5. It's now at 173.5. I did think for a moment that maybe, to your point, North Carolina would be a little bit bigger of a favorite, but I love the total in this game, dude. I just, to your point, it's going to be aesthetically pleasing to the eye. There's some fantastic guards in this game, and as you and I both know, guard play is typically what wins in March Madness. Mark Sears has been freaking electric for the Alabama Crimson Tide at this point. I would expect more of the same. They've been an offensive juggernaut all year. You could set the over-under at 200, and I'd be tempted to bet the over in this game. Also, life's just too short to bet the under. So I think the over 173.5 is more than likely the play. Although, Dave, and I want to ask you about this, as we talk about this game, Alabama defensively has been better than I expected. They have cut it on defensively. What's been your thoughts? Because, again, when we talk Alabama, it's all about the offense and, again, what we watched from them in SEC play throughout this year. But it seems like when we've gotten to the tournament, Nate Oates' squad, they've really cut it on with the defensive physicality, and it's paying off dividends for them.
Yeah, I mean, even the first game, you'll go look at the box score. I think they end up giving up like 92 to Charleston. But if you watch the game from when they really got up to 30, they got up to a 30-point lead, I think 8-9 minutes left. They kind of lost their focus a little bit, let Charleston score a little bit more than they probably should. But for about 75-80% of the game, they defended really well in that game against a high-octane offense. It played similar style to them. Thought they did the same against Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon kind of started playing a little one-on-one. I feel like hero ball, some pickup. Their sets were interesting. But nonetheless, Alabama defended well. Rebounded well. It was a tough physical game, but you're right. I think that opening weekend, those first two games in Spokane, that was the best they've defended all year, bar none. Now, I don't think the offensive performance they had on Sunday will get the job done, even if they defend like they did against North Carolina. They're going to have to shoot well no matter what. Similar, probably maybe not 60% from three like they did on Friday night against Charleston. That's a little too much to ask, I think, especially if Wright sells out. It was 5 for 6 that night from beyond the arc. But you're right, the defense, it's there. It's going to have to continue to be there. And again, somebody like Armando Bacot, he may still get his own 20-10, and that's fine. The goal for Alabama, though, is they can't allow someone like Carmack to go off, Harrison Ingram to go off, the Withers kid that's been playing well for North Carolina. You could even maybe have RJ Davis have a pretty good game. But again, you're not going to be able to have three guys. And Carmack had a big game when he was at Notre Dame against Alabama in the tournament 2 years ago. So Alabama struggled to defend him before. But to your point, since we've started this tournament, it's a new season, as you know, Chris. It's almost forget about what you've done up to this point. Everybody's 2-0. It's still remaining, the top 16 teams left. So far, since we started this tournament, Alabama, I think, has defended well and is by far the best they've defended all year. And if that keeps up, The offense usually comes at some point. It was an unheard of kind of play for them the other night. But again, they showed in this tournament they can play pretty well offensively as well going off the Charleston game. So, yeah, they're going to have to keep that up. I think a lot of things are going to have to go in their favor to win this game. I'm not saying they can't. I just think anybody that's watched Alabama's front court this year, this is not a great matchup against guys like Harrison Ingram and Armando Bacot.
Dave, let's talk a little more North Carolina Tar Heels and just how they got here. Because, again, we know what Bama did, taking down Charleston in that first round game, beating Grand Canyon in the round of 32 to get this point. North Carolina has had two blowout victories, right? Beat Wagner in their first game. That was a 116 matchup, sort of what you expected. Then took down Michigan State in a game that I feel like a lot of folks were sort of trying to channel the upset or thought the upset was possible. And, I mean, UNC goes out there and wins by 16 points over a pretty solid Michigan State team. So they've been wildly impressive throughout the tournament. Again, you mentioned some guys on their roster, but RJ Davis leads the way, averaging 21.3 points per game. Armando Bacot, like you mentioned, 14.4. Ingram Harrison, 12.12. Carmack Ryan, 11.3. Elliott Cadeau, 7.3. Your thoughts, Dave, on this North Carolina team, the challenges, you just talked about some of them specifically, but some of the challenges that you think they're going to present Alabama again. This is a really, really high-level basketball team. They were really great start to finish, I thought, really, truly, that this year. Really explosive offensively. One of the best in college basketball on the offensive side. But overall, your thoughts on North Carolina, the challenges they present Bama in this one. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The initial challenge, which is completely glaring, is the front court matchup they have with Bacot against Alabama's front court. Now, Alabama had a big guy step up for him, true freshman Muhammad Diabate, but he's not a really big guy, just kind of younger for like an Alabama listener out there, Herb Jones, blue-collar guy, defends, rebounds. Offensive game still needs to be developed. He's only 6'7", but he plays bigger than it. So kind of Herb Jones, young Herb Jones type guy. So you'll need him to play well. Grant Nelson, at some point, we're going to have to see him play well, play a physical brand. Again, he's playing a five spot. It's not his fault. It's the personnel. In a perfect world, you'd like to be him to be a stretch four. You got Nick Pringle, who can pick up some fouls, and so can Muhammad Wagi. And to be fair to Pringle, before all his suspension and stuff going into Spokane, he's actually really, in the past month, been playing his better basketball. And they'll need that again, kind of their energy enforcer guy down low. But that's a massive advantage. If I'm Hubert Davis in North Carolina, I know my team likes to run. I know RJ Davis and them like to get out there and run. And they could keep up with Alabama. I mean, they could. They could play the same style. But it's almost you get into a little just like, hey, guys, slow it down a little bit. Let's get Armando as many touches as possible. We have a massive advantage out down there. For the season, not since the tournament, Alabama has struggled to guard without fouling. Their big guys between Pringle and Grant Nelson fouled a lot. I think Grant Nelson's given up about 35, 40 pounds to Bacot. But if I'm Alabama here a little bit here, I'm going to try to speed up Carolina. I know Alabama's not going to change what they do. They're going to want to speed up Carolina. And I think where Alabama could maybe get North Carolina in trouble a little bit here, Chris, is if they speed up Carolina, we're going back and forth. Alabama's hitting some shots. North Carolina's not playing sloppy, turn it over a little bit. Baycott's running up and down the floor, getting a little tired. Maybe you get him two early fouls. So things aren't going Carolina's way. They're playing your style. Because a guy like R.J. Davis is not going to want to go get in some half-court set and just go dump it down to – it's not inherently in him. Now, I think Hubert Davis is a smart coach. That is where Alabama could maybe get them, though, is if they could get them really trying to speed up. Because it's tough. Those guards that Carolina has that they can keep up with, they're going to see Alabama running up and down. The battle between R.J. Davis and Mark Sears. Let's say Mark Sears is kind of doing his thing like he's been doing pretty much all year. R.J. Davis, he may want to be like, hey, you know, this is NCAA tournament, Sweet 16, prime time. I want to get mine too. That could play into Alabama's hands a little bit here. If they get a little sloppy, loose with the basketball, some things happen. I don't think that's totally out of the realm. That's one of the path to victories for Alabama. But if I'm Hubert Davis, I'm sitting my team, my guards down and being like, look, guys, this may not be a game we don't want to completely – shut it down, but let's slow it down a little bit because we have such an advantage down low. Granted, most teams have an advantage against Alabama, but specifically, I should say, North Carolina with Baycott.
Dave, again, most are expecting an offensive ball game. And again, you look at the numbers, it really echoes that. Points per game scored. North Carolina, 20th best in college basketball, 81.8. How about Bama, number one, 90.7 points per game scored. When it comes to points allowed, Alabama ranked 355th at 80.9 points per game allowed, although, again, defensively been much better in the tournament. North Carolina, 70 points per game allowed, 112th in college basketball. So, again, both these teams score a lot. You mentioned the turnovers also. Bama averaged this season 11.8 turnovers per game, which was 248th in college basketball. UNC averaged 9.7, which was 49th. So, certainly that'll be an area of focus. Dave, I heard everything you said about North Carolina. I'm going Bama in this one. I'm going to tell you why. Did you see the look on Nate Oates' face after the win, the interview he had, and when it concluded, the way he was staring at the camera? That, my friend, is a man that is leading his team to victory. I'm telling you right now, and maybe I'm just trying to speak some good juju into existence for the SEC because, God, it was a brutal opening weekend. It was very rough, to say the least. I think Bama's going to get it done. I think they're going to pull the upset, beat North Carolina. Mark Sears, legacy game incoming yet again. I've got the Alabama Crimson Tide. I've even got a score for you, Dave. I'm going 104-95. I think it's a high-scoring game. It crushes the over, and the Crimson Tide roll on to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I hope you're right, but I'm still going to go with the Tar Heels here, just the matchup. I don't think Alabama plays well. I think they're playing with confidence. I think they know the upset can happen. I saw Ryland Griffin mention, like, hey, dude, we got upset in this round when we were the number one overall seed by San Diego State last year. Like, we know it's really who's playing their best right now. Still think I think it's going to be a really good game. I think it's going to be closer to the line. I'm going to go North Carolina 85-81. I think Alabama, again, I think they kind of overachieved this year. The roster from top to bottom, I mean, this time, well, a week ago from now, Nate Oates would be without his three assistant coaches from last year, and they only had three guys returning on the roster. Don't really see a ton of just true NBA guys on this roster. Probably the highest upside guy from an NBA standpoint, probably Jaren Stevenson, a 17-year-old reclassified true freshman who his parents happened to play at North Carolina, and it came down to Alabama and North Carolina. So he's helped for that front court. But he comes off the bench. He's 17, should be a senior in high school. But he's probably your big stretch, best NBA guy compared to what they had last year with guys like Brandon Miller, Noah Clowney, and guys like that. But I think Nate Oates has got the most out of this team. I just think the spatial offense and stuff. Again, the defense hadn't been there, but you know what? It's been there the last 2 weeks. If they can defend, keep that up, that's a non-negotiable. That's got to stay there. They also have to shoot well. I don't see them playing offensively the way they did the other night and pulling out a win against North Carolina. I think they play better offensively. I think the defense is still there. I don't think they're going to defend Baycott. It'll be interesting to see, do they double him or do they kind of just play man-to-man here? Because he's such a good passer. If you double him, Alabama's weak side defense hasn't been great. So I don't know if Nate Oates decides to do that. I just think Carolina from top to bottom is the better team. So I'm going to go with Carolina here, 85-81 in a close one in Los Angeles.
And to your point, Dave, in closing, I think there's two ways to look at it for Alabama. You can look at it and say, because you mentioned the team that's playing its best is the one that advances, goes on these runs in March Madness. So you can look at it one of two ways if you're Alabama and say, hey, guys, we haven't played our best and we're still sitting here in a Sweet 16 matchup with an opportunity to advance. Or you can look at it that Bama's not trending in the right direction and North Carolina is, and that'll be exposed on Thursday night. So we shall see. Going to be really exciting. Alabama, North Carolina, spot to the Elite Eight is on the line.